AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says vaccine supplies will jump in the near future. AP Sagar Magani has details.
The president's hailing a deal that'll have Merck help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved vaccine.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
Because of that, he's taking a new step, ordering states to prioritize vaccinating all childcare workers, from teachers to support staff.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is.
The goal is to get them at least one dose by month's end, with the federal government providing the shots through its pharmacy program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some restrictions are being rolled back in some states, even as the drop in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths has slowed and, in some instances, started to climb back up. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says people can now stop wearing masks.
Individual responsibility is a corollary to individual freedom. We can have both.
Texas has had 44,000 COVID-19 deaths, third to California and New York. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who has seen armed anti-mask protesters inside the state capitol building, is rolling back restrictions in her state.
Today we are announcing that restaurants and bars can operate at 50% capacity. That's up from 25%.
Bars can also stay open an hour later. The national death toll in the pandemic is close to 516,000 people, according to the Coronavirus Resource Center at Johns Hopkins University. 13 people ages 20 to 55 are dead after the Ford Expedition they and a dozen others had crammed into was hit by a gravel carrier on a road in Southern California near the border with Mexico. A number of other people have been injured. A spokesman for Customs and Border Protection say they could have been farm workers. This is AP News. Resignation demands.
Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign are mounting. In New York City late Tuesday afternoon, protesters chanted for Cuomo's resignation, with three women now coming forward alleging unwanted advances by the 63-year-old Cuomo. Sumathi Kumar of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America told protesters Cuomo's failings go beyond the allegations. In a statement issued Sunday, Cuomo said some of the things he has said had been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. I'm Mike Gracia.
With the state prison system unable to get the drugs needed for lethal injection, South Carolina legislators are working on alternatives. State Senate adding a firing squad to the electric chair since inmates can choose. Right now, it's the electric chair and lethal injection. And with no drugs, the choice is obvious. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.